The New Orleans Saints get set to wrap training camp and get ready for preseason game number 3 with a walkthrough at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. The New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap, presented by Acme Oyster House, is next. Our last show here during Saints training camp, as really, John, training camp is winding down. Regular season mode is right around the corner, and we are on the brink of an all-important third preseason game tomorrow night against the Texans.
Yeah, this is the one that most closely resembles an actual regular season game, so that's what gets everybody excited. You get to see the stars play. Drew Brees is going to play. Adrian Peterson and Mark Ingram are expected to play at running back, and we know Mark's going to play. The only question is whether or not Adrian's going to play. Believe he is. Cam Jordan comes back at defensive end. You get him. Maybe Max Unger, who's coming off injury, will play in that game. So, again, a lot of excitement revolved around this game because it's the one that resembles a regular season game.
John, this transition in the schedule allows us to look back a little bit, and here on our last Saints training camp report, we have some stories to cover. We have some questions that may have been answered here as to what we posed at the start. If you were to try to think back as to some of those important questions some 22 days ago, what do you think is cleared up a little bit?
Well, I don't necessarily know if any of it's really cleared up. I mean, if we're going back to front defensively in the secondary at cornerback, I don't necessarily know if it's really cleared up. We expected Delvin Bro to be the top corner on this team. Well, Delvin Bro's got a broken fibula. He'll be out for another 5 weeks. We expected Marshawn Lattimore, the rookie, to come in and maybe take down one of those spots starting. Marshawn went out of practice yesterday, has been injured during training camp, hadn't got a ton of work. But when he did play in the second preseason game, he was with the starters, so that's an encouraging sign. But at linebacker, again, we've got a pretty good clue that it's going to be A.J. Klein starting at linebacker. We believe Craig Robertson is going to start alongside him. And Manti Te'o, the way he played against San Diego, certainly looks like he's ready for the job. But also Alex Anzalone is in that mix. And maybe Nate Stupar is in that mix. And maybe Michael Mahdi is in that mix. So, you know, you've got a lot of chess pieces to work with at linebacker. And along the defensive line, we know that Nick Fairley is out. So what does that mean for defensive tackle? Well, Tyler Davidson and David Onyemata are the incumbents, the guys who are going to be in there. But the Saints might go with a little NASCAR package and put some defensive ends on the inside when they want to rush the passer. Who's going to be the right defensive end? Alex Okafor has looked good at times. So has Haole Kakaha, whose name I'm messing up right now. But both of those guys have looked good in tandem and on turns. So hopefully the Saints can find some help for Cam Jordan along that defensive line.
And while we knew the Saints defense was going to dominate the conversation during this training camp, and rightfully so, the offense has had plenty of, I guess, headlines too. Sometimes it's easy to just gloss over the fact that the Saints have had a top five offense for so long under head coach Sean Payton and quarterback Drew Brees. But with an injury to Teron Armstead this year, the departure of Brandon Cooks, and some new additions, very notable additions, the Saints offense has held their own here as far as grabbing our attention too.
Well, you think about what's happened along that offensive line. Now, left tackle now, there's Ryan Ramczyk. At right guard, there's now Larry Warford. At center right now, there's Josh Laribas. So those are three guys who were not with this team last year. You go along that offensive line and there's a little bit of uncertainty. You know, when Unger gets back and once he and Warford and Andres Pete on the interior get their cohesion together, that should be a good wall for Drew Brees. But now you're talking about receiver. Brandon Cooks, as you mentioned, is gone. So who steps up? Michael Thomas is the guy, number one. Right now, Willie Snead is probably a really good, solid 1A or number two. Ted Ginn Jr. comes in. He provides the speed for you, and you hope that he's going to supply that deep, take the top off receiver for you. Now, who comes behind those guys, though? Is it Brandon Coleman? We don't know. Tommy Lee Lewis looks like a keeper. He's played that way in preseason. To me, he's made himself virtually uncuttable, if that's a word. So Tommy Lee Lewis seems like he's the number four guy. But who's the fifth guy? Is it going to be Brandon Coleman? Is it going to be Corey Fuller? Is it going to be a guy that is brought in after the last cuts? We don't know yet because neither one of those guys, Fuller and Coleman, have really stepped out and grabbed that position by the throat. Coleman does offer you some things special teams-wise that Fuller might not. So maybe that makes him more valuable in that position. But that's one of the few unknowns on this offense. Go to the backfield. Adrian Peterson is on this team, and that's, you know, that speaks for itself. We're talking about a guy who's rushed for nearly 12,000 yards in his NFL career. So he, Mark Ingram, the rookie Alvin Kamara, who has he hadn't flashed. He's shown that he looks like he really belongs. So you're talking about those three guys, John Kuhn at fullback, and Daniel Lasco probably rounding out the group. And when people say the Saints might have the best running back room in the NFL, they're not just talking. I mean, you're talking about two guys who are legitimate 1,000-yard rushers with Ingram and Peterson. So there's a lot of production there.
Special teams-wise, there's not a whole lot of drama there. Punter Thomas Morstead has been sensational throughout his camp and two preseason games, and Will Lutz has really settled in as the place kicker for the New Orleans Saints. Justin Drescher was brought in back to the fold as the deep snapper, and that has all the specialists very pleased because of not only his, productivity, but also that comfort level that's found with that group that works on those special key units. Well, it seems to be a tradition now, Saints and Texans in a preseason game. Every year almost, John. I mean, obviously the proximity of the two teams makes for an easy process in getting these two teams together, not only for a joint practice, but obviously for a preseason game. And it is the big one. It's the third preseason game. And, John, all signs are pointing to the Saints kind of using this as a true dress rehearsal.
Yeah, the Saints and Texans used to be a lot more cantankerous toward one another back in the older days when those guys practiced and really went at it full and hard. So, yeah, you get them in the third preseason game. The proximity is one that Coach Payton really likes. You can get the Texans over. You can get to work out with them, whether it be here in New Orleans or in Texas. So, either way, you get a chance to work against one of the better teams in the league.
Mark Ingram, Adrian Peterson, Cam Jordan, and Drew Brees, too. All looks like they're going to play. Drew Brees says it's time.
I get antsy. You prepare all week to play in games. You don't just practice to practice. I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, it's against a very good team. Hopefully, as a first unit, we go out there and we're sharp and we execute very well and score points and, just... Again, this is all preparation for what's going to happen here in 2 weeks with our first game at Minnesota. So we still got a lot of work to do, but, it's just steps at a time, and this is the next step.
Drew Brees and the Saints offense are up against it in the Texans defense, especially up front.
Yeah, J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, who just got back to practice after a week absence, but he's back now. Whitney Mercilus at linebacker. They've got some weapons in that front seven, and that makes the secondary even better because you don't get a chance to hold the ball quite as long against the Texans as you might against other teams.
After we watch the first team Saints offense and defense work and see how they look as they've come together now in a preseason game, John will then be going after our other players to watch, those guys trying to find themselves a roster spot or build on some momentum gained here over the last week. Got any names in mind?
Well, it's going to be difficult for a lot of those guys to get on the field because the ones and the twos took all the reps, and they're probably going to get the majority of the reps against the Texans. But when you're talking about guys who might have a chance to make this team either as on the actual roster or maybe in terms of the developmental squad or the practice squad, maybe it's a guy like Trey Edmonds who won't get a lot of run in this game, maybe, but he's a guy who flashed against the Chargers and really showed you something. We're talking about offensive linemen. Bryce Harris and Khalif Barnes have an opportunity to show some things here in this preseason game if Ramczyk doesn't play or even if Ramczyk does play, because they're the guys who spell him the most and they're the guys who are working out at that swing tackle position. They need to kind of seize the day here against the Texans in this really good dress rehearsal.
Good to be back home, isn't it?
Great to be back home.
First preseason game back in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and then things will wrap up on Thursday against the Baltimore Ravens. Kickoff on Saturday night, 7 o'clock. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly.